Now, more than ever, we need music!
Music. Made by musicians for you to listen to.
Limber your digits, men. We're about to toss you a ball. It's Jubilee! Hi, you gang, and welcome once again to another solid salad session of Old Jubilee. This is George Dvorak with a surprise package in store for all the good customers of this Hall of Hot. So get ready for something fine and heady as we listen to this show within a show. Now the house lights have dimmed, and our curtain goes up on another happy 30 of Jubilee. Blues with the moan of a clarinet. Laughter from the saxophone. Steady beat to get everybody swinging. That's why we call it Rhapsody in Jazz. Yes, this is a Rhapsody in Jazz, with music and stories about that world-famous form of American folk art known as jazz. You will hear the incomparable man of music, Benny Carter, and his orchestra, along with our guests for tonight, Miss Peggy Lee and Dave Barber, Pete Daly, Chicagoans, and the Deep River Boys. And as a special feature, we bring you our Hall of Fame with legends about jazz men whose names will live forever. And here is our narrator, who will tell you the stories about the first 100 years of jazz, John Beale.
Of jazz begins with a bamboulas beat in Congo Square, with the shuffling dance and the rhythmic leaping of the Kalinda in early New Orleans. The line of march moves down Rampart Street to Storyville, with its gaudy palaces and honky-tonks, where the early kings of jazz played a folk music without a name called that raggedy uptown music. It took to the riverboats and barnstorm north and east and west, went upriver, dropping a few good beats for St. Louis jazz men to kick around, went across to Kansas City, where the town put down a welcome mat. It invaded the south side of Chicago with great spirit, unaware of its historical mission, and spread from the jazz corner of 35th and Calumet all around the town. It went on to New York, where the Queen of Schmaltz reigned. East side, west side, all around the Big Apple moved the parade, finding a home up in Harlem and midtown on 52nd Street. And then came the blues when the street died, and jazz men wondered where their next note was coming from. One more prowl through the gray stone jungles of Manhattan, and then westward ho to the canned music of sound pictures, the glitter world called Hollywood. That's the long parade of this American music that came from Bamboula's beat on Congo Square. Yes, it sings a mellow song now, because it made history. Put America on the music map. That's why we call it a Rhapsody in Jazz. Hear that beat? That's what the citizens of New Orleans heard from Congo Square back in 1848. Now, 100 years later, we hear the same beat backing up trumpets and reeds from the great band of Benny Carter, spotlighting his individual solo work on alto sax. We hear Kangaroo! Thank you. based on the primitive beat from Congo Square, we move onward through the years of jazz to Chicago. By 1921, the big city on the southwestern shore of Lake Michigan was jumping from the invasion of jazz. Eight boys who grew up in New Orleans came north and found a place to play their music at the Friars Inn. They called themselves the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. Whenever they could get away, they'd go down to the Lincoln Gardens where the great trumpet star King Oliver was playing. They listened, and they learned many things. They picked up a tune called Jazz and Baby's Blues. One day during that year of 1921, they were called into the Genet Recording Studios over at Richmond, Indiana. They put the King Oliver Blues on wax and called it Tin Roof Blues. And it became one of the first hit records. We'll capture the memory of that session right now as we introduce Pete Daly's Chicagoans. To the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, to Pete Daly's Chicagoans, we moved with the blues, those tin roof blues. Over 15 years later from the wild Chicago days, we find our men of music putting out something by the name of swing. This thing called swing caused a lot of controversy. No one outside of the business knew what it really was, but the jazz men knew. They knew when you got moving with a powerful beat and you began to get that funny feeling like your top was coming off, pretty soon, you'd be swinging. Out of these years came the king of swing, Benny Goodman. Benny auditioned a girl from the Midwest one day and hired her immediately. She was very pretty, very shy, and did a good job with the song. Now, recalling one of her first vocal chores on record, a tune called My Old Flame, here's that same girl. She's a big name in radio now, a composer and recording artist for Capitol Records. It's Peggy Lee!
But it's funny now and then how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. For I haven't met a gent so magnificent or elegant as my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways of fascinating gaze in their eyes. Some who took me up to the sky, but their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of his name. but I'll never be the same until I discover what became of my old flame.
Pay tribute in music and story to one of the great figures in American jazz, Jelly Roll Morton. Yes, that's one of his records. The label says King Porter Stomp, piano solo by Jelly Roll Morton. He set down the music to King Porter in 1906 and put the word swing into a music title 1 year later on a tune called Georgia Swing, which goes to show you that if you really knew how to swing like Jelly did, you really knew your jazz. A lot of people say that he created jazz back in 1902. But if he actually didn't create it, he started the cradle rocking in New Orleans. When he blew into that city from the Gulf Coast, there was nothing but ragtime. So he played them his stomps and his blues, and they came to listen. Then they went out to pass the word along. In his music, you could find a plaintive and nostalgic humor. He could play a mess of notes, too, with a hard and driving rhythm. But what the other boys came to listen for were his new ideas. You could hear him over at Lulu White's Mahogany Hall or Tom Anderson's Annex. Along about dawn, when things were yawning a bit, he'd start up a few chords and sing softly to himself. People who listened never forgot the way he took a simple lyric and made great poetry from it. We imagine the scene. Jelly's over there at the piano. His head falls over to one side. He starts into the chant, real soft.
I'm the whining boy. Don't be like mommy. I'm the whining boy. Don't be like.
That recording tells the story. He sang about poverty, oppression, and misery. He sang Whining Boy Blues. Benny Carter knew him, heard him play and talk to him up at the Rhythm Club in Harlem. What was there about Mr. Jelly that made you listen to his music, Benny?
Well, the only way I can explain it is that he played and sang from his heart. And when we talked about the music business, he said, I still claim that jazz hasn't gotten to its peak yet. Jazz is a style, not a type of composition. It can be transformed to any type of tune. Then he played something I liked a lot. When I asked him what it was, he gave me an arrangement of the tune. It's a very famous documentary composition called Original Jelly Roll Blues. So this is my tribute to our jazz immortal of the Hall of Fame.
Thank you. Blues from the original score composed in 1927, played by Benny Carter's orchestra in tribute to Jelly Roll Morton. Yes, Jelly was right when he said you could transform any type of tune to jazz. Some people even say that the early spirituals pointed the way. Back in the years after the Civil War, there were crudely formed instruments to play, but mostly they were the voices of the people. Voices deep and rich, high and plaintive. Chants and dirges from the work songs, hollers and stomps, blues and spirituals. Everybody joined in with the dance and the music, like the Southern camp meeting and congregational singing which grew out of the primitive chanting. The declarations were made by the preacher, and the people started clapping their hands, stamping their feet, and shouting responses. Something like the Deep River Boys are doing with this typical jubilee.
Little David, play on your harp, hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp, hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp, hallelujah. Went down on the valley, and he's gonna sing. So the happy, the sweet old Lord. Oh Lord, play on your harp, hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, David, play on your heart, hallelujah, hallelujah, David, play on your heart, hallelujah. John said oh, that you lose someone was bad. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, play on your heart, hallelujah, hallelujah, David, play on your heart, hallelujah, hallelujah, David, play on your heart, hallelujah, hallelujah, David, play on your heart, hallelujah. Went down the Lord, valley a bit of stay, so happy and stayed on me. Oh Lord, play on your heart, hallelujah, hallelujah, David, play on your heart, hallelujah. Ooh, David, play on your heart, hallelujah, hallelujah, David, play on your heart, hallelujah. Ooh, David, play on your heart, hallelujah, hallelujah, David, play on your heart, hallelujah.
Congo Square in New Orleans. The parade that moved from the Delta across the bottomlands and spread out like a fan, even taking in the big city of New York. Up through the years of jazz, we find this Benny Carter composition of today. This is big band jazz, Benny Carter's orchestra and the Bop Bounce.
Thank you.
We've traveled a long way from 1848 to the big powerhouse arrangements of 1948. But beyond this music of today, new jazz men are waiting to pick up the beat. We all have faith in what Jelly Roll Morton believed in, that jazz hasn't gotten to its peak as yet. And that's why there'll always be new music and stories without end for this Rhapsody in Jazz. This is John Beale speaking, and good night.
From McCormick Hospital in Pasadena, California, we have presented a special jubilee with Benny Carter and his orchestra, Peggy Lee and Dave Barber, Pete Daly, Chicagoan, the Deep River Boys, and John Beale as narrator. This is George Dvorak speaking for everyone on stage, saying goodbye, good luck, and we'll be waiting for you. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.
And that concludes this track of Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program with yours truly, John Lovering. This podcast originates on SoundCloud.com, but can also be heard on iTunes and Google Play. Just go to iTunes or Google Play and search for Heirloom Radio. That's Heirloom, H-E-I-R-L-O-O-M, Radio. I also invite you to visit my Heirloom Radio Facebook page at facebook.com/Heirloom Radio. And be sure to check out my ever-growing list of old radio programming from every genre, from musicals to quiz shows and everything in between. And please tell your friends about Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. And I thank you for listening. Stay safe and be well.
Thank you for your visit. Good day.